Okay, we're back at 8:16 in the New York morning here at Wake Up Call, the morning show. Clayton Riley on time with you. We are joined in studio by our general manager, Eutrice Leib. Good morning.
Good morning, Clayton. How are you?
Well, I'm alive.
Well, you know, I was hearing a rather disturbing interference with your program this morning, and I consider it, again, part of the pattern of conduct around here that needs to be addressed. I find it extremely unprofessional, and I find it extremely unethical, and I find it extremely unforgivable that anyone would presume to interpose him or herself on a program that you have spent a great deal of time preparing. It is inexcusable, and I will address that. In case there is some doubt, let me make it abundantly clear. Let me make it very, very clear to all listening that you are the host of this program. You are the host of this program because I have asked you to be the host of this program. And I've asked you to be the host of this program in a circumstance precipitated by extremely unprincipled people here who have put us all in a situation of having to put out brush fires. It would be unforgivable for you or anyone else to interrupt a program in progress. But it appears that some of us are not to be respected. That decision still holds true, it seems, that black people have no rights, that whites need respect. And from a collegial point of view, that is reprehensible conduct, particularly on this day. I want to make it very clear to all concerned that if it is not clear that there has been a change, well, there is a change. The change is that you are the host of this program. Anyone appearing on this program, and I underline anyone appearing on this program, is to be invited by you to participate in this program. And if anyone dare come in here and disrupt your program again, they will have to deal with me. In fact, they'll have to deal with me immediately after this program, because what I heard is absolutely unacceptable. You will not be permitted to interrupt or do any damage to the integrity, the editorial integrity of anyone else's program, nor will they countenance it. And that same, I know you want to interrupt me, but I'm on a roll. Let me go. I think I got dressed faster than any other time in my life this morning, just trying to get here, because I could not believe the conduct, which is exactly the conduct that has precipitated this crisis that we are in. People taking unilateral action, disregarding rules, and making up their own as they go. You are the host of this program. Anyone participating in this program is invited by you to participate, and as a decent and mannerly guest, let alone a colleague, he or she invited by you to participate in this program abides by the schedule, by the rules you have set up. It is not to be the other way around. You have the full authority to choreograph your program as you see fit, and I know that you expended a great deal of time, a great deal of energy, a great deal of effort to offer our listeners competent, authoritative, interesting program on this day. To have what happened to you on the air happen to you this morning is reprehensible in the worst degree, and I will not tolerate it. Secondly, that's just number one. Secondly, I want you to understand, and I want everyone listening to understand, that, again, unilateral action and the fact that we are discussing the petty differences on the air increasingly underscores the point of what we've been trying to deal with here, and that is a complete disregard for process. And at this point, apparently no inhibition whatsoever about dignity If there's a difference of opinion, it is to be brought to the forum in which we can competently deal with these differences of opinion. To barge in on the lives of our listeners, to crash land into their lives on a day like this, again, speaks to me of a kind of juvenile behavior that is to be examined very closely. And on another level, and it is about the respect level. If people don't have respect for themselves, I'm urging that at least we respect the listeners. They are not to be abused this way. If some people hold to a tradition, I wish that they would understand that there is a change in that tradition. And you are now in charge of creating your own tradition, as it is up to anyone else who hosts a program to create a tradition. It is interesting to me that this crisis of national proportion has escaped the scrutiny of our national program here. Nor would you be allowed to crash land on that national program and disrupt it the way your alleged colleague did so this morning. So if we are going to behave this way, I wish people would understand it is a two-way street. But in any event, I simply would not allow it. Whether people like it or not, and I did not ask for this responsibility, but I have assumed it, and in assuming it, I will carry that responsibility out. You are in charge of this program. You are the host of this program. You are to be respected as such. Your determination is it. You are as authorized as any other person who hosts a program to call the shots as you see it and to be respected. You are not ever to be disrespected, let alone in a public way like this. And I will do what I have to do immediately after this program.
Well, let me say that it's been Mark and my intention throughout this morning to move on with the program. Today is the birth date of Martin Luther King. We began the program, incidentally, by talking about Mike King, who was born in Stockbridge, Georgia, eventually met and married Alberta Williams and produced...